Hello?
Hi, this is George calling from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Sylvan.
George, it's me, Sylvan. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Sylvan. I'm doing good. And want to sincerely apologize, though, for not being able to get back to you sooner. I was away. And also to update that your request for the website, you know, was still pending because there were a lot of, you know, a lot of revision requests for websites. And, yeah, I really appreciate your patience, Sylvan. So, yeah, I understand you were requesting a call, and I'd like to ask how I can best help you now.
Well, it regards about the website, so we're still working on that one, right? So there's a lot of things right there that I would like to either adjust it or change it because, well, but I don't know if all the changes are done.
I believe most of the changes were done, Sylvan. So did you check the website lately, or have you had a chance to?
Well, I've been checking the website lately, but there's a lot of missed name changes to different things, and I just tired of that, so I just want to basically remove a lot of those names from those centers because I feel like they cannot get it right, you know what I mean? And I would rather have a website that it looks good rather than have a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, I do agree with you on that. Then.
That kind of shows me the commitment that the local Splash has with me, which basically we don't care much. That's what it tells me. You know what I mean? Because you and I spend a lot of time working on all the stuff. If it's going to be like that, then we don't need to spend time in trying to figure it out things to make it more professional because it doesn't. And they're not going to take effort and doing these things right, then what's the whole point? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do agree with you on that, Sylvan. Yeah, as for the changes, though, although I mentioned to you before that I've made the update myself as well because I feel like, you know, it's taking some time, but there are parts of the website that are lost for editing. So when that happens, I always request that to the website team for them to implement the changes. So, I've been monitoring, though, the completed revisions on the website. If ever they cannot get it right, and, you know, I always ask them to, you know, redo it. It's not what you want. So.
Well, George, for me, here's the thing. Look, it's 6:25 right here, right?
Okay.
I'm still working, George.
Oh,
I should have been gone. I should have gone to my house and be with my kids. But I don't do that because it matters what I do. It matters to to my family and it matters to the customers when they come and look for my service. The question is, if it matters to Local Splash, because you and I work really hard in a lot of things and like, look at all those fences. They have names completely different. And you and I went over all the stuff and we're still like literally a month later, we're still trying to figure it out, all the stuff. Right?
Yes, okay.
And I'm like, what's the whole point? Why am I paying these people for all this so much? Or maybe they are not professional enough or capable enough to maintain a clean, nice, very easy to understand website. And there's just a bunch of kids over there playing around, just putting things together. So if that's the case, let's not waste my time and spending hours talking to you about this, about that, about this, about that. You know what I mean?
Yes, Alvin. And, yes, so I understand that, you know, there were a lot of updates that, you know, you requested before, and then they were not done right. So, and I offered to have a scheduled call with the website team, you know, because Yeah, again, if I suggest that they do this, because this is what we talk about, you know, their interpretation of my request may be different for them, because, you know, they were not the one who directly spoke to you about the changes. So, well, when I deliver something to them, I always make sure that I have a sample, or an idea, okay? I give them a sample. This is what they want, and is it possible? And they always say, it's possible. So, but then again, I know.
But then again, that's okay, all that. But with the ending result is different. You know what I mean? So you and I spend time creating a strategy plan that we can work for everybody. Because remember, you have my business, right?
Yes.
Local Stash has my business. And I've been with them for the past, I don't know, probably 3-4 years now.
Actually, more than 4 years.
Okay. So don't you value somebody who is that loyal?
We value that
we can put time and say, this is what these guys want. And once you get it right, one time, you don't hear from me. But we haven't gotten right. And that's what my point is. That we spend time, and then it goes like that. Then I get busy. I don't have time to deal with this thing. And then it goes like that. Another year, what the website saying, black chain link, when they had the picture of galvanized chain link. So then the customers call and say, hey, what is this fence? And I'm like, yeah. So you and I talked about the website should be making it easier for me when the customers come to me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That I don't even have to say anything. Just, hey, you know what? If that's the fence that you want, yes, let's do it. But I also remember that you and I spent countless of hours talking about this, right?
Yes.
So I don't think that you communicate this different than how you communicated with me. I think that it's just a matter of delivering what you're asking and what I'm asking. It's one of the things that I feel that they think that, oh, this might work like that, but they think about themselves, and it doesn't work like that, because it's not about that. It's about what the customers want.
Yes.
And because I'm the one who is you know, doing all the work for here, I'm telling you what the customer is wanting to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, Alvin.
And I look at all those pictures and all those fences.
Okay.
All the names are changes. All the names are repetitive like crazy. That it looks like.
I believe they corrected that already, Salvin. When you go to the services, yeah, there were like repetition, like the dumpster gate installation. Yeah, I see that twice, and they corrected that already.
Well, I don't know when, because I still see the things like this, the way that it was before, and that's what I said.
Yeah, maybe that's the time update for not, you know, we're not fully synced yet, but yeah. They corrected that.
Well, let me see, because I get back to the office.
Okay.
Why do you have all this change? I don't know. At some point, I feel like I need to look for somebody else who can handle this in a professional way that help me to project a different image on this thing. Let me see.
Yeah, and also, Sylvan, I'll be more than happy, though, to schedule you a call with the website team. So
I already did it with her once, and I don't feel that.
With Selena?
She got it right.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. Look, I got the picture, so I like that.
Okay.
I got like that. Now the front page. Are you on the website?
Yeah. Yes. I'm actually looking at the website while we speak.
Okay. So the front page. You see where costume faces are on the left?
Let's see. Yeah, costume fence. Yeah, on the left.
You see the fence that is on the right? The fence that is on the right?
The bar, but razor wire services?
Right. That word right there, barbed and razor wires, are not even connected to that fence. Do you know what is a razor wire? What is a barbed wire? Do you know what is that? Do they know what is that?
Yeah, I know that, Sylvan, and...
Do they know what is a bar, a barbed and a razor wire? Do they know that?
I'm sure they know, Sylvan, because you sent pictures before, yeah, of barbed wire, and I specifically requested, yeah.
I don't think that they know what is a barbed wire and razor wire mean. Because razor wire and barbed wire, razor wire is more for commercial, industrial type of fences.
Okay.
It's a security bar that we put on the top of the fence. That's a razor wire. Barbed wire is the one that they do in the agricultural areas, like for cows, for goats, donkeys, horses. That's a barbed wire. This fence right there, the one that you're looking at in that picture, is decorate decking style.
Yes.
With cattle wire fence.
Yeah, but it's a decking style wire fence, right?
Right. So we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I continue seeing that, and I'm like, I'm wondering if these people really understand what they doing right here. Look, I'm paying money for this, right? And it kind of upset me, the fact that I spend so much time with you, and I don't think that you are the problem. I actually, the moment I talk to you, I see some good changes right here. But it seems like the rest of the team don't give a damn about what they're doing. Or maybe I'm too small of business for them that they don't even care about my situation. You know what I mean? Because this is way too much that I've been talking to you about this, about that, about this, about that, about this, about all that, and nobody seemed like they addressing this in a professional way.
I really do apologize about the children, and
no, but it's not your fault. I don't think that you should be apologizing. I think that the owner of this thing should be calling me and apologizing. I think that the manager of this should be calling me apologizing, because I've been with your local splash for long enough to show them that I'm a reliable customer. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I have ever missed a payment for these people. Right? So
yes.
What my question is, why they don't care much about that?
I think the problem also then is the implementation of the changes that we want. Although I have properly indicated that, but I always make sure I follow up with the website team. This is not what we want. This is not what we discuss. And you need to move this. You need to update this. So, it really did took some time, it took some time, really, because, you know, I have to constantly check the completed update to ensure.
But the question is why? Why you have to constantly, completely check on them? Are they not capable of understanding what you say? Because I do. But they are not capable of doing the changes what you say on your request? I can understand clearly what you requested.
Yes. Yeah, I really do think that they're capable. So then it's just that.
But the question is why they're not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
I'm telling you, it's the level of caring about what it is. That's what the problem is. Because if they're capable, when you want to do something, when you know you want to do something, you will do it.
Yeah.
Right? You will find a way how you can do it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
The problem is, how much do you want to do that? What does the, is this matter to you, yes or not? How much does it matter to you? You can lie. They can tell me all they want. But if the truth is, they can do it and they don't do it, it just means that they're telling me they don't care much about what. Then you might as well, you and I don't spend hours and hours talking about that. That I'm putting my time on fixing this because, you know, trying to get this thing right, and I'm still in the same boat right here.
Yes, Seven, I know it's tiring, you know, to always go back to what we have discussed already, and, you know, and we expect that it's already completed, and then it's not. So, yeah, really do apologize.
Like I said, Joy, I'm happy with you. You don't need to apologize to me.
Yeah, I actually feel bad, though, every time, you know, every time we cannot, like, meet your expectation. So I know that this is for the goodness of your business because, you know, you value your business so much, you know. You're not just
I'm putting my life in this.
Yeah, that is right, yeah. So,
look,
like
every day I get up at 6 a.m., I come into work 13 hours, 14 hours, 12
yeah.
hours, 10 hours.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course I value my job. And it
yeah.
provides for my family. Of course I value my job. My
mm-hmm.
job. That's
yeah,
the reason
good.
Why I'm calling and saying this. But listen, I got a work to do.
Sure.
And this is what we're going to do. I want you to follow me, okay?
Okay.
So go back to the homepage of Solid Fencing. When
okay.
you're there, let me know.
Yeah, I'm in the home page.
Okay, so you are in the front page, right?
Yes, that is
okay.
That is right.
So we're going to scroll down where it says barbed wire and razor, barbed and razor wire services.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
Now, because it says services, I like the fact that it says services, right?
Yes.
But this should be in a different category because the fence is telling another thing, right?
Yes, that is correct.
So, I guess I got the... See? It's just a mess, man. It's just a mess. When you go back to homepage and you go all the way down to barbed and razor wire services, right?
Yes.
Do you see what it say? View more?
Yes, at the bottom.
Okay, click on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, everything else is fine, but you see what it said, dumpster and gate installation and dumpster gate installations and dumpster enclosure. Do you see what it is?
Yes, I know that. Yeah, I know that you have sent beautiful pictures of dumpster enclosure before. I always tell them to use that recent photo.
So they know what the problem is, right?
I guess.
So the question is why they don't change it. Either they don't listen to you or they don't care what you say or they are not professional enough. Because they have a dumpster gate installation and dumpster enclosure, but there's a fence right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So that's the first problem.
Yeah, it's completely different from, you know, what you envision dumpster enclosure is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the customers are confused. Are you dumpster enclosure or are you fences? I mean, because I cannot... Mm-hmm. I cannot even click on it and say, oh, dumpster enclosure. Oh, we got dumpster enclosure. No. Even when you click on that picture, you go to durable fencing solution, dumpster gate installations and enclosure services. And then you got all the big chain link fences on top. And then you got dumpster. And then you got another chain link fence. And then you got aluminum fence. But you still say dumpster enclosure design and installation process. It's almost like these people don't listen to what you say, and they do whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? They just fill these things up because they just wanted to fill it up. They just want to put stuff. Like, they don't do it with purpose. They just do it because they need to do it.
Yeah, in this part, this is actually luck for editing. You know, I've been meaning to do that update myself because, you know, I understand, what you want, but I cannot edit this. So I always request this to them to make the update. So, there are parts of the website that I can make update myself. So I just do that, not request it to them because I know, it's going to take some time and yeah.
But we've been working on this for a long time, Joy. We've been doing all the changes.
Yes, so
this is the that should be done and should look changes. It should look more like, okay, we did those changes, everything is good, we got it going, right? Rather than me trying to figure it out all this because they haven't do those changes right.
Yes.
And it's all about getting this thing right. Maybe work a little bit harder just for a little bit. Get things right and then we're good to go.
Yes. You know what? Yes. Yeah,
but the problem is, I don't see it. Now, you got all that right there. Now, when you go to gallery.
Okay. Yeah, the gallery dumpster enclosure, I know you requested for that, okay, to be dumpster.
You know, I sent you dumpster enclosure of, I sent you a picture of a dumpster enclosure, a beautiful picture. And then you have dumpster enclosure, chain link fence, aluminum fence, wood fence, and then you got aluminum fence style, and then you go flat top black aluminum, black aluminum, black aluminum, flat top black aluminum, black aluminum, black aluminum. I just want, this is what I want. I want them to take all those names off, just leave the title, aluminum fence style. That's it. You know what I mean? Because they are not capable of doing what we talked before. All this repetition, what it makes it look is more like a kit working on this thing. It's too repetitive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do agree with you on that, Sylvan. So,
I mean, when you're writing an essay, you don't say, joy like ice cream, joy coming yes. to your house, joy turn right, joy to, you don't do that, right? Do you?
Yeah, you don't.
You use the noun like, and the pronoun.
Yeah.
Right? So you, she like this. Joyce went to the park with Maria. Maria is her Joyce friend. They both like, so things like that. You use the noun and the pronoun. In this case, aluminum tensile style, that's great. And then you got all these names at the bottom that it looks more like a little kid that's just doing this. Then you go down and then you say chain link in wire fence style. Then you got decking style. Galvanized chain link. And all those fences are black chain link. You see that?
Yes, I see that.
I think we work on this one. You got scalloped down and French Gothic post fence. That's perfect. I think we work on this one.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Okay. Then you got a custom fence. That's perfect. Wood fence. Dog ear fence. That's good. And then you go like that. So what I'm trying to do is, listen, we don't have, then you got top cut wood fence. That's good. Rancher style, good. Split rail fence. That's good.
Yeah.
But the problem is, there is so many, like, inconsistency and all this, that it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Something.
Yeah, because it's important that, you know, you label them correctly, because then again, you said that you want your client, okay, to be familiar with the name when they contact you, so it's easier for you to provide them the estimate.
Right, but so if I say a dumpster enclosure, put a dumpster picture right there. We got two or three dumpster pictures. Boom, boom, boom. That's it. That tells the story.
Yes.
That's a dumpster enclosure. Oh, these people do dumpster enclosure. But if somebody is open up and it's a dumpster enclosure, but that's a fence. Oh, wait a minute. That's aluminum fence for pool. Oh, wait a minute. That's a horizontal fence right there. What's that mean? It's already creating confusion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you go down, and then you go to aluminum fence style. That's great. Oh, flat top black aluminum, black aluminum, black aluminum, flat top black aluminum. What is the difference between flat top black aluminum, then black aluminum fence, flat top black aluminum fence? What's the difference? Nothing. And if you send aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to be like that with all that craziness right there, I would rather you to have just aluminum fences or aluminum fences styles. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that way when they go and look at it, oh, okay, so I see the fences. I see the fences. I see, oh, okay, good, yeah. Okay, great. Rather than flat top black aluminum fence. Black aluminum, flat top black aluminum. Black aluminum, flat top black aluminum. Horizontal rails. Well, flat top black aluminum. When you eliminate all those names, if you can leave black horizontal aluminum rail, that's okay because that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what it is. And then you can just keep it that. Then everything, all that flat top black aluminum and all that craziness. See,
okay.
It already sounds very heavy. It already sounds very, very frustrating. Don't you think?
Yes, that is right.
Tell your team before you send something, before you do update, read it. If it makes sense to you, then send it out. If it doesn't make sense to you, don't send it out. If you are from another country and you think that that's okay over there, but it's not okay. If we are in America, these people pay you money for what they see. If they see that something is doesn't sound good or anything, they go with somebody else, but you're hurting me. But every month I have to pay. You know what I mean? So it kind of bothers me at this point because we've been working a lot on this thing and I'm still in this thing. I think that your manager or your boss should be calling me and figure it out, this thing ASAP, because for all these years that I've been with the local Splash, I should be having a better treatment, don't you think?
Yes, Seven. I do agree, though, everything that you said. And
I mean, Joey, I just want to be able to run my business in a professional way from the moment they open the website. They go there, they look at it, they don't ask me stupid questions like, what's the difference between flat-top aluminum and an aluminum fan? Oh, it's the same thing. Oh, but because you have it, like, names, flat-top so many times, people think that it's a big difference. And it's not. But are you giving me questions and questions and questions? Were people asking me stupid questions over here? And I'm like, I don't even know what to tell them, to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because those are the things that we're not even supposed to have on the webs. It's supposed to say, hey, a dumpster closure, 1, 2, 3 picture of the dumpster, nice and clean. Aluminum fences. Don't put name. You don't need to put out a bunch of names right there.
Yes. I think once it's enough, you know, if there is like a different design than the label list, it's just,
right.
It's, yeah. If the,
but
you know, the
Joey, they work on this every day. They should know that. They should know that. They should be like, no, wait, that doesn't make sense. I feel like the person who is doing all these changes, what's her name?
We do have like several people that, you know, that push implement the changes on the website, but the main one that really handles like everyone is Lina. I don't know if you have spoken with her before, but yeah. She is.
But the question is, she's capable of doing this because, I mean, this is just no brainer. This is very common sense. If I tell you, Joy, I sell flowers, right?
Yes.
The whole website should be, I sell flowers, red flowers, yellow flower, purple flower, white flower, red flower bouquet, this price. Yellow flower bouquet, this price, right? We do delivery of flower, red, da, 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 da. We, things like that. So the way when people read it, they understand what they're reading. And it makes it easier, is that correct? Rather than having a bunch of stuff right there, all they just put a name. They just put a name. Oh, yeah, that fence, oh, friends, that they planted. And then it's hurting me right here. I don't know how much clear I can be with these people to understand that it doesn't make sense just the way you're doing it.
Yes, Sylvan, I know you were very, very clear, okay, about discussing your ideas with us. And also, I know how hard you were you know, working, okay, just to provide us, you know, better photos for the website and everything. So.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. So.
Yeah.
Work on those changes. Tell them that, listen, if they cannot do it, give you the right to do it because I think that you can do a better job.
I think for the section that are left for editing, I will ask guidance from them how I can, you know, still edit it, okay? Because I think it's some it's connected to their, I think they have a software for that one. That's why it's love for editing. But I will ask assistance from them, you know. Maybe give me a training on that one. Yeah, because, yeah, I wanted to be able to update it myself as well. Because, yeah, that's why I said I understand you better.
But that's what my point is. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for this change. If it doesn't come out, I'm going to ask to talk to your whomever boss is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Because as a customer that I've been with you guys for so long and being loyal and paying, I shouldn't be treated this way. I should be treated like, hey, let's see what these guys want. Let's all work together on this. Let's get it right for this guy. Let's make sure that he has what he needs so he can continue paying us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes, Sultan.
And then if they are not capable of doing that, then there's so many people that call me, and they have called me many times when I've been telling them, hey, I'm with Local Splash, they're doing my account. And they're like, oh, man, that doesn't look good. Oh, they should be doing this and this and this. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm good with that. I've been fighting that for the past couple years because I believe that you guys can do a better job. It's just that the level of caring is not enough. You know what I mean? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Kevin. I can really understand your frustration that I don't know what to say anymore. So.
Well, it's not your fault. It's just all this is just a bunch of nonsense that people, I feel that they care, but they don't really. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's all about if you really want to do it, you know you can do it. You know you want to do it. You know you can do that. But the question is, do you really want to do it? And that's where we're running this problem. All right, Joyce. I know you can work on that, but I like I say, at this point, I don't even want to spend hours and hours and hours talking about this. I really enjoy talking to you. I really think that you're doing a great job. This is nothing with you.
Yes.
But your team is just coming short. Every time we do something, it's just a bunch of craziness. I don't know if the communication between you and your team is not clear enough. I don't know if what you request, they understand it, but it seems like to me, they're just doing whatever they want to do over there, and they don't get the impact of what they're doing over there. It's impacting me here to me, because I got people asking me, oh, okay, so what's this type of fence? You got a different name, and I have to log into this and look at this, and I'm like, okay, what's the fence? Oh, yeah, that's a different type of fence. That's a top cut fence, and we do this. Oh, yeah, well, but it looks different right here, and it say different. And I'm look, the website's still working on it. They're still working on it, but they've been working on this website for the past 4 years, even before you were on board. Chalet, I remember Chalet was.
Yes, Chalet.
And I was like, Chalet, this doesn't make sense. Oh, be patient with us. No, I can't be patient with you because you're charging me for this stuff, and I'm trying to. 43. And I'm trying to. To talk to Charlotte about all this, and I was like, man, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I get yourself in, and yeah, you're busy all the time, and then I know you don't have much time. You don't even have much time to spend with your children. You know, much more alone.
No.
Like checking, yeah, the website. I really get that. So
look where I am right now, Joey. It's almost 7 p.m. already. Last night I went home about 9. And then do you think that I have time for this nonsense about this website when we all should be ready to go on this thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Again, so then, I sincerely apologize, and
Joy, you don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah, because I feel bad about it.
I think, honestly, I think that the person who needs to apologize to me should be your boss, or whoever the owner of this thing is, and call and say, hey, you know what? Sorry, that I will take it. You are a nice person. I don't have any complaint about you.
Thank you, Selvin.
I just wish they listen to you better, and they meet the expectations, because you know my expectation. You know what I'm expecting, because I've been telling you this, and you know, because you have run your own business before, you
yeah.
know what it takes to build something from ground up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's not easy. Yeah, really, it's not easy. Handling your own business and at the same time handling your own people, plus you have your family back home and everything. Yeah, it's really, really hard. So.
Well, just because of that, they should be respecting what I'm doing more than what they've been respecting it for all this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They should be more like, man, this guy is doing all this stuff. We gotta be on point. No, but they don't.
Yeah.
They just don't give it down. All right, so like I said, you don't have to apologize to me. You're good. I'm not unhappy with you. I think that you are a sweet person, that you're working for a people that I don't even know if they really appreciate the businesses of customers coming to them, right? Because if they do, they will work a little bit harder to maintain at least a clear message to the customers right here. But to me, it's just getting a little bit annoying with the whole thing. So let's just clear all those names, all those stupid names that they have right there, and then random pictures and all this stuff. Just tell them, listen, just don't do that.
Yep.
Don't do that. If you don't know what to put right there, don't put anything. Or ask Selby. Right? They can call me and say, hey, we want to put a picture on this. What do you think? What kind of name we should put right here? I will be more than happy to spend time with them.
Yeah.
But then they go and they put a bunch of names and pictures and random places and all this stuff, and they're expecting me that I can sell these fences. Doesn't make sense, right?
Yes, Selvin.
Okay. Well, just talk to the people, and just hopefully they're gonna do something.
Yes, they're still pending requests, because I've always asked them to, you know, revise, because it's not right. So
look, and once they get this thing right, you don't hear me. We can focus on the other things that I've been trying to do. I told you many times that I want to add a couple of services right there. I cannot even figure it out how I can tell you, hey, George, let's put this and this and this, because we haven't even done the first
I know that you wanted to like move forward, Selvin, because we've discussed a lot of things before that the new services that you mentioned. So yeah, we haven't moved forward to that one. So I feel like, you know, we're always being pushed back. So
that's what I said. So we need to move forward in this. We need to get this thing rolling and say, hey, you know what? We can do this. And then
and then that way we can move toward something else.
Okay.
Now that I'm still here to start with these fences and I cannot even, you know, figure it out how these people can actually do this thing, because we're still standing on the other thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it just kind of irritated, I'll be honest with you. Joy, I'm going to have to go because I got a lot of work here. And
Tell them
that I'm really disappointed the way we've been doing this, and because it's not the first time that I call for this fan craziness.
Yeah, many times. Okay. Yeah, and spent like hours on the phone discussing this.
Right. That at this point, you and I should be like, what's next? I mean, let's just put something else right there. Let's move on this one, but it's not. All right. Let me know, okay?
Yes, Sylvan, I will do. I will do, definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Sylvan. You have a good one. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, George. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.